You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Presented by the Salvation Army, your donations help those in need win their daily battles to survive poverty. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or make your gift at SalvationArmyUSA.org. Apple reveals $250 noise-canceling AirPods Pro. Departing from the company's usual product launch fanfare, Apple announced the arrival of new wireless earbuds today, the AirPods Pro. They're shorter, they include swappable silicone tips for added comfort, offer a noise-canceling mode and a transparency mode to let outside sounds in, and are sweat and water resistant. Sounds blissful if you're ready to shell out $250, almost $100 more than the already expensive classic AirPods. Tesla has a new solar roof, and Musk says this one will work. Last Friday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk revealed version 3.0 of the solar glass roof, a housetopper made of solar panels that looks like slate. The solar glass roof was originally introduced in 2016, but the third iteration will be cheaper, easier, and faster to install than its predecessors. And these are no stick-on solar panels, mind you. They are the actual roof itself, one that can withstand 110-mile-per-hour winds and 2-inch chunks of hail. And now for today's fast fact, 780 days. That's how long a secret Air Force spacecraft spent in orbit, serving as a platform for classified experiments. The plane, which looks like NASA's space shuttle and isn't much larger than a school bus, landed this weekend, and while we may never know what secret experiments it helped carry out, the Air Force called the mission a big success.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.